Padre Pio's confessions were known for being short and intense, but his very first confession took hours and ended with a headache. Listen to how it all began.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today I have a delightful story for you. A small detail from Padre Pio's early years in the convent that's both touching and a bit humorous. It's sourced from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca, and it tells the story of Padre Pio's very first confession in San Giovanni Rotondo. Now, we all know one of the things Padre Pio became most famous for was his gift of reading souls, seeing into the depths of a person's heart, uncovering even the sins they hadn't confessed. It's what drew countless people from all over the world to kneel before him in the confessional. He was also known for the brevity of his confessions, usually lasting no more than 3 minutes. But what most people don't know is that it wasn't always that way. In fact, his first experience as a confessor went, well, quite differently. But let's start from the beginning. Padre Pio was ordained a priest in August of 1910. However, he didn't immediately receive authorization to hear confessions, something usually granted within a few months. With him, though, things took longer. Time went by, and despite his repeated requests to the provincial superior, permission came only 2 years later. The reason, as it was officially stated, was that hearing confessions could be harmful to his physical health and perhaps to the peace of his soul as well. As his biographer and later the Vatican's chief exorcist, Father Gabriel Amorth, noted, "By a strange irony of fate, the most famous confessor of our time had to wait 3 years before obtaining the permission to hear confessions." Now, of course, this makes more sense when we remember that Padre Pio was suffering from severe and mysterious health problems, which caused many delays in his early ministry. But when he was finally transferred to San Giovanni Rotondo and allowed to hear confessions, he could hardly wait to begin. His superior, Father Paulino, soon asked him to assist in the confessional, and Padre Pio joyfully accepted. His first penitent was an elderly woman with a voice so faint it was hard to understand her. For every sin she confessed, Padre Pio launched into a long digression, speaking about the origin of evil, the nature of temptation, and the moral principles of the Church. By the time he finished, the poor woman had spent the entire morning on her knees. When she finally rose, her mind was spinning and her legs could barely carry her. At lunchtime, the superior asked Padre Pio, "So, how did the confessions go?" "I have a terrible headache," he replied. "But how many did you confess?" "Only one." "Only one?" Father Paulino exclaimed in surprise. "She must have had a mountain of sins to keep you there all morning." "Not at all. They weren't really sins, just small faults." Father Paulino smiled. Perhaps he already saw in this young friar the future apostle of the confessional. Gently, he offered a few pieces of advice, lessons that would later prove invaluable when, as the book says, a multitude of souls, thirsty for Christ, would one day descend upon him, making him pull at his own hair. From that day on, Padre Pio began to change his approach. Out of both necessity and experience, he became a confessor of few words, quick in his questions, clear in his advice, and generous in his admonitions. And with that, our story concludes. A small but revealing glimpse into how even Padre Pio, the master of confession, once had to learn the art of it himself. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.